Please note, when the following was recorded, this event was scheduled for March 2022. However, that date has been changed to September of 2022. All of the same speakers and special offerings are confirmed as of January 14th, 2022, and you can visit the event website where any changes will be noted. So, the revised dates are September the 7th through the 9th, 2022, which is the Wednesday through Friday just after Labor Day. Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm your host, William O'Flaherty, the author of two books related to Lewis, and I'm also the creator and producer of this show. All About Jack is celebrating 10 years of podcasting in 2021. I have a returning guest for this episode, but he is not an author. His name is Ron Vision, and he is the executive director of the Presbyterian Heritage Center. He's here today to talk about a special Inklings conference happening in mid-March 2022. Note, if you are listening to this before the end of July 2021, then be sure to register as soon as possible, as the cost of registration goes up after this. Welcome back to All About Jack, Ron.
Thank you, William. It's always glad to be here.
Well, now let's begin with the most important details, the dates and location for the Inklings Plus Global Conference entitled From Shakespeare to the Inklings, the Bible's Impact on Creative Imagination. And then also mention the speakers without going into any details about them. We'll get that from you in a little bit.
Thank you. The conference is going to be on March the 16th through the 18th, 2022, in Montreat, North Carolina. We, of course, were concerned about the pandemic. We don't often do Inkling conferences. We did one in November of 2019, and we're looking at this Inklings Plus conference to give some broader sweep to things that maybe people aren't exposed to when they go to a regular Inklings conference. So among the speakers we have, of course, are many people who are well known to the Inkling community, Crystal Downing and David Downing, co-directors of the Wade Center, Hal Poe from Union University, Don King. We've got some new people coming who haven't been on our program before, Sarah Waters from the University of Buckingham in England. We've got Hal Hannibal from Ohio State, Tim Turnus from St. John's University, and Mike Morgan, who's a collector of rare books and also a noted musician. So we've got a lot of things we're presenting that relate to both literature, music, and art.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, and longtime listeners to my show will recognize most of the names of your guests. Plus, some were, you know, as you noted, were at the event that you held in 2019 at the same location in Montreat, North Carolina, at the Presbyterian Heritage Center. Even so, go ahead and give a few details about each of the speakers.
Well, one of the first ones I want to leave with, because it really relates to the theme of the conference. That's the Bible's impact on Shakespeare and early Renaissance literary icons. It's Professor Hannibal Hamlin of Ohio State University. He also is on the Center for the Study of Religion. And of course, he's done a substantial amount of work in the influence of English language Bibles on many of the people from the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries. We've got Diana Glier back again, and she's going to talk about Tolkien and the Bible. Crystal Downing is going to talk about Dorothy L. Sayers and the Bible and explore how Lewis, Sayers, and George MacDonald used all the stained glass metaphor. We're talking about views about the church and the Bible. In addition to some of the literary people, which I'll come back to in just a second, we've got Tim Turnus, who is program director of the Hill Museum and Manuscript Library. He's also curator of the St. John's Bible. So he's going to talk about the story of illuminated manuscripts from inspiration to illumination and deal with it going all the way up to illuminations and illustrations that are being done today. Don King, who of course is here at Montreat College, is going to be on spring break, taking a group of students to Oxford, the date of the conference, which is March the 16th through 18th. So originally he said he couldn't join us. And I said, why not? It's the modern age. We'll be our only webcast input. So we'll be transcontinental in the conference program. And he's going to join us from the Kilns, which makes sense because he's got a new book coming out next year on Soldier, Writer, Inklings, The Life of Warren Hamilton Lewis. We have Serena Higgins, who's going to, who's working on her PhD and should be granted it before the end of the year. She's going to talk about King Arthur and the legend and the impact on the Inklings and how they responded. And her title is A Soul in the Soil, Tending King Arthur's Lands from Medieval Devotion to Modern Magic. Hal Poe has got several activities. He's going to tee us up at the beginning of the conference with the birth and death of literary, art, and musical styles through the millennium. And then later, towards the end, final day, he's going to talk about the Bible and faith in C.S. Lewis's science fiction. We've also got, as I mentioned, Sarah Waters, who's done a tremendous amount of work with unpublished manuscripts dealing with C.S. Lewis and the influence of Shakespeare and his thoughts. And then we have a musical evening, the Counterbalance, Tim Ternus's Christian Art Evening. And that's going to be Mike Morgan, who's going to talk about Inspired Notes, musical transformations from the medieval to the modern. He's going to start with Gregorian chants, go through Reformation hymns, and then end up with Handel's Messiah. He is bringing the first printed full score of Handel's Messiah of 1741 to the conference. He's also bringing rare Bibles, the Coverdale Bible of 1635, the Thomas Bible, the Great Bible of Henry VIII, the Geneva Bible, the Bishop's Bible of Queen Elizabeth, and of course, one of 116 first edition, first printing of the 1611 King James Bible. By the way, Tim Ternus, because one of the other speakers is talking about Shakespeare, is bringing one of the original folios of Shakespeare's plays. So we've got a really broad group of people who are going to present many different topics, and they all relate to how the Bible has influenced writers, musicians, and artists over the millennium. And we think it's going to be very interesting, and that's why it's called an Inklings Plus Conference, because while everyone will tie it back to the Inklings and we'll explore the impact on them, it's a little bit broader than some programs that are out there.
Well, that's very fascinating. I had already seen some of the information ahead of time, but some of the details that you're sharing now, I hadn't quite caught, or maybe it's hadn't been settled in, until now that we are recording, which is in July of 2021. As if my plans go well, this will be released way before the end of the month, hopefully within a few days after this recording. But again, the event is not until March 16th through the 18th in Montreat, but you want to plan ahead because there were quite a few people last time, and we want everyone to be able to get a place, because if it gets filled up, there'll be a waiting list, if I recall correctly, but so people want to act as soon as possible. But now you noted the various different topics, and that's great. Can you go over the schedule? There may be some people listening that did go last time. I don't know how similar it is in the breakdown, but go over what are the details that are here now. Of course, we'll provide links in the show notes to all the information, including to the schedule as that is available.
We will start on Wednesday afternoon after lunch about 1:15. And the first afternoon, that Wednesday, we'll lead off with Hal Poe talking about the birth and death of literary, art, and musical styles through the millennium, to sort of give us the broad 500-year span of history that we're looking at here, with from Shakespeare to the Inklings. Then Dr. Hannibal Hamlin will talk about Bible's impact on Shakespeare and early Renaissance icons. He has done books on the Bible and Shakespeare. He's done books and a national exhibit on the King James version of the Bible for 400 years. He's got a wealth of information talking about, of course, the greatest English playwright William Shakespeare to the greatest English epic poet, John Milton, to the greatest English novelist in, of the 17th and 19th centuries, which is John Bunyan. But we're not asking him to go to Bunyan. He'll talk about the others in the early 15th, 16th and 17th and early 18th century. Then David Downing from the Wade Center in Wheaton is going to talk about, you know, he is very familiar with Pilgrim's Progress and C.S. Lewis's Pilgrim's Regress. He's responsible for editing and putting together the annotated illustrations that the Wade Center put out on John Bunyan, and also talking about C.S. Lewis with Pilgrim's Regress. And then the three of them, after they finish their presentations on Wednesday afternoon, there will be a panel, and the panel is going to sort of wrap up this early look, and it will look at Christianity and the Reformation's impact on culture. And these panels will be really a dialogue and debate with the audience and trying to get them involved with this discussion. Wednesday night is going to be Tim Ternus's illustrated talk on the illumination of, and the effect of the Bible's on creative impact. And I don't know if you know, but the St. John's Bible used six different styles of illustration, from very orthodox Christianity to very modern. And he's bringing examples of both traditional 12th, 13th, 14th century illuminated manuscripts and books of ours to the St. John's Bible's illustrations, which of course, as I just mentioned, span a broad range. The next day is primarily literature in the daytime. We're going to have Crystal Downing talk about Shattering the Stained Glass, Dorothy L. Sayers and the Bible. And she has a new book out that she's just done last year. And then we're going to hopefully webcast. We will have a backup plan, but we will webcast Don King in from the Kilns in Oxford to talk about Warren Hamilton Lewis and his new book, which is coming out. I don't have the publication date yet. Then we are ending the morning with Diana Glyer, who's going to talk about The Imperishable Flame, J.R.R. Tolkien, and the Bible. One of the things she'll talk about, of course, is the scriptural influences on The Lord of the Rings, Silmarillion, but also Tolkien's work on the translation team for the Jerusalem Bible, which is a Catholic translation that was done about 30, 40 years ago. So that was something that was new to me in talking to Diane. And of course, she is well known for her knowledge of Tolkien. Then after lunch, we've got Sarah Waters, who'll talk about Shakespeare and C.S. Lewis, and talking about her detailed work that she's been doing and will be doing with unpublished manuscripts. And then, we have Serena Higgins from Baylor, who will talk about King Arthur Land and the impact of that over time. It's, of course, one of the world's greatest legends, and it comes in many different creative illustrations all the way through modern day streaming TV shows and movies, etc. So she'll take a look, I think, at that and the impact that it's had, not only on the Inklings, but also some others in the modern era. And then we will have a panel that will deal with a roundtable on the Inklings and just any topic that we can think of that we haven't been able to cover to that point in the program. That evening, Mike Morgan, as I said, will trace the Bible's impact on music, and we'll talk about that from hymns to Handel's Messiah and beyond. Friday, we have Hal Poe coming back talking about the Bible and faith and C.S. Lewis's science fiction, a topic we really didn't get to last time we had discussions about this. And then there will be a conference panel at the end. And one of the things we're very interested in at the Presbyterian Heritage Center is not only the Bible's impact on creative imagination from Shakespeare to the Inklings, but this panel will talk about the Bible's impact on creative imagination in the future. As we're living through a pandemic and post-pandemic world and an increasingly secular world, will the Bible still have the kind of impact that it's had in the past, in the present, and in the future? And there'll be some people who I'm sure will have differing viewpoints, and we'll try and air those out, and we'll talk about it with the audience. Then we adjourn by Friday at noon.
Ah, yeah, that's quite a bit packed in. Very, very fascinating. I did enjoy that one in 2019. We'll have you reflect on that in a few minutes here, but we'll have in the show notes links to, you know, again, about signing up for the event. But go ahead and share what are a way or some ways that people can learn more about or to sign up for the event.
You can sign up. We are a gateway. You can go to our website, www.phcmontreat.org. That's PHCMONTREAT. And on our website, we have events, and you can click on conferences, and you can see there. It's a chance to look at the leadership of this particular program, the full schedule at a glance, as well as a link to register. And of course, you can register as a commuter just for the program. You can register for housing, which is very limited. And we give you several options and packages. I also should mention that the earlier you register, the least expensive it will be. By the time you get to August, the individual registration will be $260. If you are coming as part of a group of 10, we had a number of people come in groups, that would be $230. And then after January the 1st, 2022, it's $300 for an individual registration. But that includes two dinners, a lunch, beverage breaks, et cetera, and of course the program and materials. And I think one of the things we will offer is this very unusual ability to be able to have a bookstore on the Inklings, to have a museum quality display over at the Presbyterian Heritage Center with all the books and illustrated manuscripts I've talked about. It will be the only place in the world, except maybe the British Library or Museum, where you can see both a original folio of Shakespeare's plays. We're using the second folio, which there are only about 200 in the world, so you can tell how rare it is, as well as, of course, the King James Bible, one of 116 first edition, first printings that are there, plus everything else we're bringing in. So it's a real experience to hear scholars talking about the literary impact and with their various subjects, but also the chance to look at and get involved and view closely the historic Bibles, as well as, of course, the Shakespeare folio. By the way, the reason we're using the second edition of the Shakespeare folio is it corrects and adds 1,700 items that the first one didn't have. The first folio, which came out in 1623, was incomplete and had some errors because they were doing it from memory. They later improved it, and by 1632, when the second folio came out, like I say, there were 1,700 amendments and edits. So we decided that was the best one to bring in. And they're both the first and second folio basically just as rare. There's a couple hundred first folios and a couple hundred second folios.
Oh, fascinating. Yeah, I've been to the Museum of the Bible in D.C. and seen a variety of history of the Bibles. And then personally, I own a couple books, the History of the English Bible and the History of the King James Bible. And they have it's very visual, but there's nothing like seeing it in person like you're going to be having. So that's really exciting.
And it may be one of the few chances you have to actually page through a first edition, first printing of the King James Bible.
Yes. And to do it very, very carefully.
Very carefully.
Because it's very rare and I'm sure fragile. Well, now, as noted, this event is organized by the Presbyterian Heritage Center, which is located in Montreat, North Carolina. Ron, go ahead and take a few minutes to share about the group and how it was decided to focus on the Inklings again here.
Well, the Presbyterian Heritage Center looks at the history and heritage of the Presbyterian and Reformed churches. It looks at worldwide missions. It also looks at the history of the local Western North Carolina and the various towns and history that are connected with it. We decided we are an educational outreach program. We do have a good archive and library, but that's not our main goal. The main goal is to try and get things in front of people and share things. So we do one conference a year. The subject varies. We've had it on the 500th anniversary of John Calvin, the 500th anniversary of John Knox. We've had it on evangelists. We've had it on a wide variety. A number of years ago, in early 2019, we decided to do a conference on the Inklings because we don't do conferences just from a Presbyterian or Reformed church viewpoint. We bring in everybody. Tim Turnus comes from St. John's University, a Catholic university that the Benedictines run in Minnesota. We've invited other guests from other denominations, whether they're Anglican, Baptist, Presbyterian or not, because we're interested in trying to see how we can add and do things in our national conferences or international symposiums that may not be offered by anybody else. And that's one of the reasons we've decided to do a second From Shakespeare to the Inklings conference on the Bible's impact on creative imagination, because we feel like there is a lack of exposure in that area, although there has been some excellent work done by Dr. Hamlin and from other scholars who will be at this conference. So we decided we would try and do this Inklings Plus conference, and it sold out last time. We, of course, are prepared if things change where we have to limit the audience, but it goes fairly quickly, and so that must speak for some of the input and some of the value that people place on coming to these things. It's mainly because we don't do them every year. We're not trying to be competitive with C.S. Lewis Fellowship Foundations, Institutes, and others who do this year in and year out. So we come about every 3 years, and we decided after the success of the November 2019 program that we would do this current conference. We were looking at it for 2021, but we decided early on that with the swine, being a historian is both a blessing and a curse. I know the Spanish flu pandemic lasted 2 years, so we decided to go 2 years out from the beginning of the current COVID-19, and that's why we picked March, which makes us in March 22 one of the first and earliest big conferences that'll go that year, and hopefully we believe one of the best.
Yes, definitely something I'm looking forward to attending, as I did. We've already mentioned a few times that for the one in 2019, but go ahead and if you don't mind, share some reflections about that event. It was very successful. I shared on my podcast, and I'll have a link in the show notes to some of the panel discussions. And then I had the honor of doing one of the two interviews with Douglas Gresham. And I've got a YouTube video on that, and you've got the YouTube video up for the other one and some other ones as well. But go ahead and just do some more, some specific reflections about the 2019 in whatever way you seem fit.
I think that first is the content. It was very spiritual as well as informative. It's one of the few times that I've seen when two of the speakers got a standing ovation at a scholarly historically related type of conference. That's pretty unusual. We tried to bring together people that would make it significant and get different viewpoints, which is why we brought in Douglas Gresham. And on our YouTube page, we do some, we've gotten involved in last year with posting videos on YouTube, et cetera. We don't do a lot, but by far most viewed is the video on Douglas Gresham on our YouTube page. It has over 15,000 views over the past year. So to me, that says something that we were able to, by bringing him from Malta, expose and give him a platform and give an opportunity for people to be able to hear, talk with him, engage in personal conversations in between breaks. We're trying to replicate that same kind of feeling at this conference. Whether you want to go to a rare bookstall like Shelley and Sons, which will have their books there on the Inklings, and other books by Dr. Hamlin and other people on the program, to just visiting with some of the various speakers. It's really an upfront opportunity in a basically a two-day period, 48 hours from the start on Wednesday afternoon to the completion on Friday noon. It's really a rare and unique opportunity. We also had over 620 people who attended. I am told by many of the C.S. Lewis scholars that that was more than went to his centennial celebration of his birth, and was perhaps the largest C.S. Lewis and Inkling meeting conference ever held. The only problem with that is we hope to do as well this year, next year, and we're off to a good start. We already have a very significant registration from people who were on the list last time, who were asking us when we were going to do something again, and they have immediately responded and have gone ahead and registered. And you are right, it's first come, first serve. We will put as many people as we can. Of course, the pandemic could change that and have fewer people if we have to have more distance separation than we currently are having. But we think that it's going to be a outstanding conference.
Well, yes, definitely the 2019 was an excellent event. I don't know all the different numbers over the years, but I would definitely say if it wasn't the largest, it definitely was one of the largest. It was definitely the largest I had ever attended, because I wasn't able to attend those other very large events. And I know everyone did enjoy it. And you were noting about the standing ovations, a couple of them. I can remember that happening as well. And, you know, in addition to getting the chance to interview that Douglas Gresham, that was the only thing I did on stage. But so I was a participant overall. And so it was a very great experience. And so I'm looking forward to having some more great experiences then. And hopefully the listeners will consider attending here. So let's go ahead and wrap up here. To have any closing thoughts or comments about the event to help those who are maybe undecided about it and why they should consider coming to this very special Inklings Plus event.
Well, I think this is a unique Inklings conference, which highlights the Bible's impact on Western civilization, affecting authors, musicians, and artists from the 15th century through today. I don't think you'll find that scope in any other conference dealing with the Inklings. I frankly think it will change your worldview from a medieval society lit only by fire to the incandescent musings and works of the Oxford-based Inklings. You know, C.S. Lewis, J.R.R. Tolkien, Dorothy Sayers, a friend, Owen Barfield, Charles Williams, all those people will be touched on in this conference. And I can guarantee you will go away learning something new, something that may inspire, and something that I think that will be life, potentially life-changing. So we look forward to it, and hopefully we'll see you in March of 2022.
I hope everyone will consider to come along as well. Well, Ron, thank you again for being on All About Jack.
Thank you, William.
As noted at the beginning of the show and mentioned during the program, the sooner you register for the event, the better, as it will cost less now than if you register later. Especially if you hear this show before the end of July 2021, when it is the least expensive. Finally, thank you for listening to this episode of All About Jack. All About Jack is a feature of the website EssentialCSLewis.com and is celebrating 10 years of podcasting in 2021. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty, your host. Please consider visiting EssentialCSLewis.com for a variety of content about and related to Lewis, which include my specialty of exploring quotations credited to him that he might not have written. Plus, I have a YouTube channel called Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. There's a link in the show notes for that. Today you heard an interview I did with Ron Vision from the Presbyterian Heritage Center about the 2022 Inklings Conference. You'll find links in the show notes to learn more about the event and how to register. Speaking of those notes, you can find them at EssentialCSLewis.com and look for this show. But it might be just as easy to find them where the podcast is hosted, which is allaboutjack.podbean.com. Podbean is spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N. You can also listen to All About Jack via iTunes, see the show notes for a direct link to it there, and consider rating my show on iTunes to help others find it. And of course, please consider sharing this show so others can hear it. Before closing out, in case you didn't know, I've written two books related to C.S. Lewis. Buying them is a great way to indirectly support this podcast, so it can continue to be made freely available. In 2018, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis was published. It explores 75 quotations credited to Lewis. Most are not by him. Some are paraphrases, and a few are ones that could be misunderstood without more context. Then in 2016, my first book was released. It's an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters, humorously called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. Learn more about it and get a free PDF sample by visiting ScrewtapeCompanion.com. Finally, thank you again for listening to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty.